Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats. Hey Shannon.
Hey Brittany.
We got 35 days till Christmas.
35 days till Christmas?
It feels like 30 seconds.
Are you serious, Clark?
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. We're ready to do all the things today.
Ready?
Not really. No, I'm not ready at all.
No. I mean.
But my neighborhood is, so that's.
Right? I kind of do wait for, there's like a couple houses that once their things go up, I'm like, all right, game on.
Although I saw someone with a spring wreath today, and I was like, yes, commit. You're already 6 months in. Just go six more. You make it full circle.
You'll be the first one. I know. Beating everybody else to the spring wreath game.
I'm halfway cheering for them. Yeah. I'm not shaming. I'm cheering.
Right. This is a good thing.
Yes. Yeah. And speaking of cheering, we're we're sharing and cheering for Crazy Zen Life today because we are over 90 days old.
Yay!
And who'da thunk? The podcast gods have shined upon us.
They really have. And it's been so fun to take this journey with you.
It really has.
We've kind of nicknamed this like our passion project.
Yes.
And I don't think either of us had any idea like what we were getting into when we were like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. We can totally
do
that. That's so fun.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. So we wanted to share what we've learned the first 90 days throughout our passion project.
Because we have heard from you and we have a lot of questions. So anytime I step into the studio or I actually just step out of my house, I get this question a lot. Why did you start? How did you start?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these things. And I think the how to or the whys and what we've learned episodes are pretty valuable. Let's save them the struggle.
I know, right? You can learn from our mistakes. And trust me, there are plenty.
Yes. Yes. So to give you a little bit of the background, when we first started, this was just an idea.
Yeah.
Like this was, we knew we wanted to work together before. But we knew it wasn't something that we could give a whole lot of our time to, being that Shannon has a business and that I have life too. And we all have life.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to have something to work together on. And man, has this been fun.
Oh my gosh. This has totally been completely different than what I thought it was going to be. And mm-hmm. again, I don't really know what expectation I put out there on this in the beginning.
I don't know
other
either.
Than, okay, sure, let's just try something new. And again, this was completely new for both of us. I'm not the most tech-savvy person, so I'm not really sure how I took on the role of like, oh, yeah, I can figure out how to put a podcast together
totally.
And edit it and do all the things. And I will tell you, that has been a labor of love and one that I have actually really, really enjoyed.
Yes.
Because I've just always told myself, I'm not a tech person. I don't know how to do, you know, like when my computer goes down, I'm like, I don't know what's happening. So this is definitely not the arena I thought that I would enjoy going down, but that's definitely mm-hmm. not the case with this. I've truly enjoyed learning and making the mistakes and just figuring it out from like square one. But again, I think what makes it so fun is that we don't put a lot of pressure on ourselves. Like we totally take this to like it's fun and it's not super serious. I mean, yes, we talk about some serious things, but like there's not a deadline. Mm-hmm. If we can't record, you know, we're not like, oh my gosh, you know, we're not like super pissed if it doesn't work out.
Right.
We know that this is like, as soon as it starts to lose that fun steam, we know we need to pivot into a different direction.
Because mm-hmm.
this is what we said we were going to do. We wanted to do something fun. And, you know, we didn't want to create a lot of stress around this project. And so I think we've done a good job in the last 90 days of
I do too.
Creating like, okay, and we've had to learn. I mean, again, not everything goes according to plan. You guys have heard plenty of just dog barks and kid infection.
No, and that will never go away.
Right.
I hate to tell you guys, but that's still going to be a part
it's
of it.
Just part of the Zen life that we lead.
I totally agree. And also to give a little background too. So Shannon and I have not vocally, but we just kind of delegated our own roles and just kind of taken over different things. So she does all of the sound and the recording, editing. Yes. So any of the sound that you hear, that's basically Shannon doing it.
Right. So if you love it, yay. If you don't, I'm sorry.
Or if you feel like it's gotten better,
yay.
Yeah. So that was a labor of love for sure.
Yes.
That was a little bit of the difficultness of trying to overcome a big hurdle, because in the beginning we were trying to record at a different spot. Mm-hmm. And that was just not feasible for us. We couldn't travel back and forth,
to an actual studio.
To an actual studio. So a great thing was the closet worked out perfect. This mic worked out perfect, and so did GarageBand, and here we are. Yeah. So that's great. So my back end job is all the things like uploading and the things that you see like written. That's me. So, and that's been kind of tricky too. When the internet's not working, or Podbean shuts down, or iTunes rejects your shit, and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, okay, all right, I'm downloading. Okay. Right. Everything's going out. So it's not fun.
No. I mean, it's really fun just to watch, because this has so many moving parts. So it's not a matter of looking at all of it at a whole and being like, I can move this here and this and that. It's like it moves all on its own, and yet you just have to be, I kind of feel like it's like Asteroid, like back in the game, like, or mm-hmm. that Pong game, like you're just like, okay, boom, and I'm gonna move the side, and the side is gonna be here and then here. So you just have to constantly just know that things are always gonna shift and they're gonna change, and you can't get too comfortable being in one spot, because as soon as you do, you're like, oh wait, nope, pivot quick. It's always just changing.
We had to pivot a little bit quicker because we wouldn't have Talita on, which if you've listened to all of our podcasts previously, she lives in LA. So we had to figure out how to Skype somebody in, and that was a new hurdle. And it worked out.
It did. And in fact, we didn't actually use Skype. We started thinking that we were going to use Skype, and then we found Zencastr, which totally worked out to be even better. Mm-hmm. From what our experience, because we tested this out. I think you were in Arizona,
yes,
maybe, and we were. I was like, oh, okay, let's see if this works. And even
it was super easy.
It was so easy, and we did a testing, and it downloaded, and everything was great. Mm-hmm. And then again, we try to record on Mondays around 10 a.m. Eastern time, and we had Talita on, so 10 a.m. Eastern time is 7 a.m.
for her
out in L.A. And, we think we have this thing all going, and then all of a sudden we start recording, and it's like...
Sound goes out.
wait a minute. We're not sure. You have to problem solve, on the spot. And, I think, motherhood really prepared us for that, because as a mom, you're constantly putting
out fires.
Turn
it off and turn it back on.
Right? You're like, what do I do?
Unhook your headphones.
So we did problem solve. Yeah, we did. We definitely had to problem solve with that. And mm-hmm. Which is, again, it's been fun. And you start to realize, how much patience you actually have for a passion project, which is funny because I feel like I'm way more patient with this than I am with a lot of other things.
Oh, I give way a lot of leeway to here because, and I think that it'll just work out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And I will have, if I don't have a lot of time for it this week, then maybe next week's a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So I've thought about the community that we've built so quickly has been so great.
Yeah. So what do you think your most favorite unexpected, what's the most unexpected thing that you've come to love about Crazy Zen Life?
Well, there's two things. I think that I just said that the community, that's probably number one. Mm-hmm. I literally thought there would be two people listening to us. One of them, Mona, and one of them, Sherry. I was like, my mom's going to listen, so that's pretty cool.
For sure my mom will listen. Yeah. That's two people. That's great.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not even sure my mom listens anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, if you do, Mom, great. I really thought, and then so that's been really comforting because people want to hear our stories and other stories that we have on. Mm-hmm. Because when we have guests in, when they come into the closet, it is a completely personal space. And to speak to the closet, I think that people are they open up a little bit more.
I agree. I feel like I'm most open in my closet. So I love that people get a chance to come in and you automatically feel at ease. I feel mm-hmm. we say this all the time. As soon as the headphones come on, you're like, okay. I mean, it could be a little intimidating, but as soon as you start just to talk, you really, we've got candles going, and it's just homey, and you're like, oh, okay, these are my people. I can talk to them about anything. I'm like, okay. Fun. So I agree. I think the community has been a welcome surprise as, a bonus gift that I wasn't expecting to get with it.
And, cool. You guys respond, you comment, you give us feedback, and we really appreciate all of it. It's helped us too.
Absolutely. You push us to do better.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the things I feel like I've taken from this is, the advice that we give I feel like I am way more accepting of in practicing in my own life. Because sometimes it's so easy to give advice, and then you're like, wait a minute, we just talked about this on the show, and how can I practice this in my own life? And like when we hear it from other people and getting the responses back from this community, I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it, because it does, I feel like the more I do this, the more patience I'm starting to get with other areas of my life. And
I completely agree.
Just feeling more grounded in it. And I'm just like, okay, you know, I feel like my lenses have gotten a little less foggy. You know, like I just come in with like a new set and I'm like, yes. So I love like those little gifts that Crazy Zen has mm-hmm. brought.
Because our creativeness is coming out with this, and our brains are always going. And mm-hmm. if you would see our text messages or Marco Polo's back to each other, if those were ever documented, it's crazy. But we do have ideas going all the time.
Yes.
All the time. Maybe you might not see them all, but there's, yeah. I mean, thousands. They're so fun. They're so funny. So that's probably your biggest takeaway, the community. And mm-hmm. what else do you think that would be yours?
Well, that I was just saying, like the advice I've been able to, like, as much as it's been reflective with other people, like, I feel like I'm starting to root it more in my own life. And I really, really enjoy that.
I would agree.
Yeah. And those, I mean, the kind of going back, like, the tech stuff, too. Like, I just didn't, like, that's so outside of my comfort zone. And now I feel so much more comfortable doing it. And I'm excited to learn about more. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm constantly watching, like, YouTube videos on, like, how to perfect your sound and like how to grow your podcast. And mm-hmm. I mean, even like the marketing and the branding of what we've done has been really fun to dive deeper into. And I mean, it's fun because like I do like a different set of creative things like with Primp, because it's hair and beauty and, you know, it's inner confidence. And I love that. But the Crazy Zen has like a more tangible, well, I guess it's kind of weird because we touch hair all the time, but it's a different level of creativity that I get to explore and play in. And I'm like, I love both of these gardens so much. Because
it's more person to person.
Yeah.
Because yours is like business, right? Although you lead the business.
Yeah.
But like it's business to person. And so
right.
it's more, but this one's like, this is you.
Yeah.
This is you being like creative. Well,
it's also in a different element. I mean, where my professional side is, you know, styling background, where this is like my passion project, which is yoga and, you know, foodie things and fitnessy things and, you know, community driven relationships with mm-hmm. my bestie. Like, I think that's so much fun. And that's just, again, that's an outlet I can do with Primp. But mm-hmm. my Crazy Zen outlet is, you know, I just love these gardens.
I just love it.
They're so fun.
I just love it. I just had this random thought. But I remember back in when we recorded with Danielle and Paloma, poor things, they sit on the floor.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
If you guys are listening, I'm so sorry.
You guys
sorry.
Can come back and sit in chairs.
And then, like, we had the next guest on, which I think was Ethan, because we didn't want him to sit on the floor.
No, we had Meredith. Remember when
Meredith was on the floor.
Yeah, she was on the floor, but we had pillows.
We had pillows.
And we had like...
So we didn't even give Danielle pillows.
No, we didn't give Danielle a pillow.
I don't think we gave Paloma. No. We gave her baby a pillow.
We gave her baby a pillow. We didn't get a pillow.
So I went and sit at the floor in the beginning.
And we had a box. Do you remember the box?
We did have
a shoebox.
For all of you, we've graduated to a table.
We have. We'll send a little pic out. I'm sure you can probably tell with our stories, you know, what it looks like in here, but it's the closet.
It's quaint.
It's so
quaint. Well, we have moved up to a table and
we
chairs.
Have. Yeah. I did. Actually, it was funny. I was one of the feeds that we follow on Instagram. She has a podcast and she records out of her closet. And I was like, no way. I didn't know that. I'm like, here are the closet besties. This is great.
You're like, yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah. I love that. So what is a mistake that you've made with Crazy Zen that you have either learned or you're like, I'm going to pivot so hard to avoid doing that again?
I think there's two. Okay. If I didn't like the product, don't put it out.
Yes. That's a good one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't speaking to what I thought it might, then let's not. And not that it's really happened, but like if I need to make sure I stay authentic in that, whatever our message is mm-hmm. at the time. And then, but to also pivot, I know I'm going to kind of go a different way too, but it doesn't always have to be exactly perfect. It just has to be aligned with the message. So if it's not, if the sound wasn't exactly perfect or whatever, mm-hmm. we have released stuff and I've learned like that's okay.
Yeah.
Like I still think the content's there, you know, there's something there. So with cool. that, so Even if it's not perfect, still release it, mm-hmm. but just stay consistent with your message. I think that's the two I'd say.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like those. Yeah. I mean, that's like one of the most giant mistakes I've made so far is I've deleted two recordings from two different guests. And talk about like armpit sweat mania. Like you would talk about somebody who's in like panic mode. I'm like, oh my gosh. Because it's,
I think it was like five episodes in too.
Yeah. I'm like, we didn't have a backup. I was like, well, shit. What are we going to do now? Mm-hmm. So I think that, I mean, now knowing how to prevent that and how to like triple save into like triple three different places. If you lose it on one, you got it backed up on another. And so I think that's, and I feel like I do really great work when my back's against the wall like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I don't have time to like procrastinate the answer. I've got to find a solution. I'm going to make it work. We're just going to go with it. I think that's been like a big one of like, okay, but speaking to your point too, where no, it wasn't perfect and that's okay. And we released it and it was still like the re-record. And we're like, oh yeah, you know what? This turned out to be better than the first one that we did. There was a reason why it didn't work out.
Yes.
Yeah. So I love that. I'm trying to think if there's been like another like big mistake that I'm like, oh boy.
We do this, but if you're looking to start a podcast, always, always, always listen to it before you put it out.
Oh, yes. That's also true.
Always listen to it. We have caught some stuff.
We're like, I clearly didn't catch that in the editing process.
Yeah. Like, so just listen.
Yeah.
Just listen.
All the way through, not the first 10 minutes.
And have an editing ear.
Mm-hmm.
Editing, sound, social, all mm-hmm. things.
All the cues. You're like, I really probably should not have said that. And now I shall fix that in the delete phase of the editing. Okay, got it.
So, yes, I think that we learned that
very quickly. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Although we have an E.
Right. The explicit is there for a reason.
Yes.
Which will probably, I feel like we don't cuss as much as we did in the beginning.
I really don't feel like we ever really did.
Oh, pretty sure I was very adamant about all the four-letter words.
I mean, I don't remember, but I think they just flow.
I know, they just come out. Like, I don't try to use them. They just, it's just like
yes.
language.
I don't think I even hear them.
No, anymore. I know you probably don't. Like, so you're hearing her say them.
Like, no, I think I hear anyone. I'm like, unless you're saying them to me, like, a derogatory way, I'm like, what'd you say? Now I'm like, it's just a part of language.
Right. This is what we do. Oops.
I thought about a question. Okay, what was our other questions for this one?
So what are, like, as you go through this, mm-hmm. where you had, like, an idea of, like, where we wanted this to go. So that was 90 days ago. How do you think your vision going forward for the next 90 days? What do you think, is it the same in line with what you thought from the very beginning? Or have you kind of moved and shifted a little bit to be like, okay, I think I'd really like to see it go in this direction?
Yes, I think, and we do have some ideas, and I'm not going to go too much far into those, but yes, I thought it was going to go, yes, we need this website right away, and we need to have a here and there, and we need a home base and people to reach us, and so that was really great, because I'm glad we pushed pause on that, mm-hmm. because I see our website going totally different now.
Yeah.
After the first 90 days. So I think that would have been another piece of advice if you're looking to do this. Hold off. Or, you know, maybe you get started and don't align everything right away.
Right.
Be able to change.
I think, again, because, like, the initial blueprint of Crazy Zen Life, it didn't need a website, I think, from day one. And so we weren't in a hurry to get that done. But if you're trying to start anything, whether it's, you know, a side business that you're event planning, or you've got cute little napkin holder things mm-hmm. that you want to make, like, whatever it is, like, you kind of have to decide first what's the most important part of your building block foundation.
Right.
And I think for us, like, we had like, a website, like, thought that it was already kind of there. We were just going to have to tweak a couple things, and then it would be ready to go. So we didn't really put a lot of attention mm-hmm. into making that happen. But I think we've made a really good choice of not utilizing the avenue that we had planned for the website.
Too.
And I think, like, when you guys see what we've been working on, I think you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is totally worth the wait. So I love that. And I think the two of us, we work really, really well together with the sense of Brittany likes to, you know, make a decision and press go, like, really, really quick. And I'm usually the one that's like, yes, let's do it. Well, maybe not at that speed. Mm-hmm. And let's slow it down just a minute, think about it first, and then keep going. So I think we work really, really well with, like, what would take me longer to pull a trigger. You're like, nope, trigger's pulled. I'm like, okay, great. We have jumped out of the plane. Now, does the parachute work? Hold, please. Brittany, hold. Don't let go of my hand. I got you.
It's true. Yeah. I am the best decision maker ever.
Yeah. You're just like so quick and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm like, yes.
Which I think that's why we work so well together, because like we balance each other out with that.
Yes, we do.
So much. It's not a hard sell for Brittany to convince me to do anything. She's just like, oh, she just needs a little push. And I'm like, okay, fine, here we go.
We'll be good. But I'm glad that she pumped the brakes on the website. So that's mm-hmm. one thing, because now we see it going a different way. And plus, that's, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
Money, effort.
Yeah,
you know, it is.
Right, a passion project that doesn't generate revenue. We're like, okay, hold please.
Wait
a second.
You may need to change that. Right. So I'm thankful for that for sure, because mm-hmm. man, what about you?
The direction. Okay. Yeah, like I love how we kind of, again, like that initial blueprint looks similar to what we mm-hmm. have, but like different. And I love like seeing the different layers that I think Crazy Zen Life is going to kind of map out. Mm-hmm. And we're talking super vague right now, but I promise like
one day it will get make sense.
We will, this will totally make sense. But I really do like the future of what we see going with this. And even though it's so different than what we originally thought, like I'm totally down with that. Like, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I can probably say it, but like we originally thought it was all based on just the podcast and putting stuff out there and just content. But then when we really got into like what we wanted to offer more of, I think the guest really inspired me to want to do more.
Yes.
So that's where I think that has been one of the best things that takes away.
Yeah.
Like, wow. They've inspired us.
Oh, yeah. I think that's like such a cool element that I wasn't even prepared for. I mean, one, I didn't know. I mean, like we had like a short list of like, okay, I think these people would say yes if we asked them. So right. Like, yeah, okay, let's do it. But I'm so pleasantly surprised at how much their message has resonated with people in the Crazy Zen community. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's really cool. I mean, I feel like we know a lot of people, but I didn't know that like what we were interested in would be that interesting to so many people. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that it is. But I think it's a testament to like the people that we have on the show that have really cool stories or really neat insights in their own, you know, industries or fields. And I just love how that connects, you know, the dots to so many things.
I totally agree with that. It's been that has been one of the coolest things. And to have them in the closet and then get super personal super quick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just glad that everyone's okay with, you know, having to walk through my shit show before they get to the closet. Nobody's been like, oh, girl, your poor house. Like,
I mean, like if you do catch our stories, I do document it from time to time.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll walk over and I'm like, oh, Lord.
Oh, it's a rough morning, huh? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Stepping over, clothes.
I will say I'm very thankful that we do it in the closet. Because it does keep, like, every Sunday night, I have to do, like, a quick sweep through and make sure that there's nothing, like, on the floor, like, everything's hung up. So I feel like my closet stays.
It's really pretty.
You know.
Yeah, it looks good.
I mean, trust me, it's not perfect. But I've learned that it doesn't have to be. That people just don't give a shit. And I'm like, all right. No. But I don't want you seeing all my dirty clothes on the floor, so I'll put them in my dirty clothes.
Yeah, put them in the hamper. So what's the one piece of advice of someone who wants to start a podcast? Because we're going into the first of the year. Got goals out there. Someone mm-hmm. might be wanting to launch. What would be the one piece of advice that you'd give them?
To starting a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I would say you have to kind of figure out what you want to talk about. Like, what do you have that you want to share with other people? And make that your number one why.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
When we started out, we didn't have, like, we had a why. We're like, because we're besties, and we just want to.
I think it was originally to ask or to answer the massive question. The question we get most asked is, are you two related? Like, let's just have a podcast that just tells our stories. Right. No, we're not sisters. We just look alike.
Right. But I do like that. I do think that it's true. Like, you have to have the reason, your why mapped out. If your why changes, that is totally okay. Because all things change. But yes, I think that that is one of the best advice, because you have to have a niche. I think a small niche is fine, too. If you have cats like to play piano and you want a podcast about that, I'm just giving an example.
No, but I don't even like cats, but I would totally check that out.
That came out of my brain. But, you know, and you want a podcast about cats playing piano. There's right. someone out there might listen to you. That's mm-hmm. okay. Yeah. And just know, like, you know, your market. We identified our avatar. We knew kind of where we wanted to go with it. We wanted mm-hmm. to appeal to, you know, a type of person. And it's just grown from there. One, my piece of advice would definitely 100% be consistency. And I'm so, that is one of my, like, badges of honor with this, mm-hmm. is that we are super consistent. We try hard to be consistent and just to offer that every single week. It's become easy.
But yeah.
It's not, and we don't have to work that hard at it, but, which is great, but it's still that I know every Sunday night that it's mm-hmm. you know, we yeah. gotta get our ducks in a row.
It's going out.
Yeah. It's going out.
It's going out.
So that would be my piece of advice. I think just yeah. map out what you would want to do. So if you wanted to have that weekly drop, mm-hmm. bi-weekly drop, or twice a week drop, you know, whatever you wanted to do, or yeah. you want to do a series.
Right. And this has kind of propelled us. We've talked about this a lot, that starting in January, we want to do a how-to series. And I, you know, we haven't ironed out all of the kinks on this,
yeah.
but we want to create like a plan. So if you have a goal of like, I want to be able to, you know, learn, I want to do a podcast, or whatever it is your why is, or what you want to do, we want to help you achieve it. And I mm-hmm. think that we've got some really great tips and some great just guidelines that have helped us, and pitfalls. Sorry. Oh, there's the mailman right on cue. Thanks, Georgie. but the pitfalls that you could avoid. But here's the thing. I encourage you to make mistakes.
Me too.
I want you to make all the mistakes that you can make, because it just makes your end product that much more relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And you've learned from it, and you're super authentic in every mistake that you make. And so as much as we can give you all these guidelines, I want you to fall down a little bit. Yeah. Just scrape your knees. And I want you to get back up and keep on going.
Yeah. So what's our next... Okay. Mm-hmm. What's our biggest challenge moving forward?
The biggest challenge moving forward?
What do you think it is?
Well, gosh, we haven't gotten there yet. I don't know. It's actually a really good question that I don't have an answer to, because I don't know what to anticipate the next challenge is going to be.
I think, I want to have, like, I've got my goal list of guests on,
okay.
and how to reel them in. Yeah. That's my next challenge. I'm like, how do I convince? And by the way, like, these people are like, how do I get Brené Brown to respond to me? That would be totally cool one day.
Yes,
like I would.
I
lose
think
my mind.
We probably need to figure out how she's gonna do. A tour in Louisville first. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure she would fly to Louisville just to be in the closet.
No.
I mean, we could Zencaster.
In.
We could totally do it. But I feel like for her to be her most authentic Brené Brown self, she's going to need to sit right here in the closet.
I mean,
and
I totally
just be a guest. And have Georgie just be like, hey, Brené. Hey, my mom reads all your books. How you doing?
And to go complete opposite, I also like mm-hmm. Christian Cavallari. Like, I think that she's so cute and so fun. And like,
yes.
But she's a badass, like, businesswoman. I was like, yeah. But yeah. She's the mom of three, which her kids are exactly spaced out the way that mine are. I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, she got the two boys and the girl last.
Two girls and yeah. boy. Yeah. Two boys and a girl last.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
She's got a chandelier in her chicken coop.
I know.
I mean, come on now.
She's got fancy eggs.
Fancy. Have you ever heard the term a butt nugget from?
A butt nugget.
A butt nugget, yes.
We have is that what an egg is?
Friends in California that have chickens. And she said this the other day and I about lost it.
What?
She's like, oh, I have these delicious breakfast butt nuggets. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? She's like, an egg. And I'm like, oh, God, really? She's like, well, where do you think the egg comes from? And I'm like, I never thought of it that way. So, sorry.
Well, now I can't unhear that.
Can't unhear that, and that's, you know, my bad.
Hashtag butt nugget. If that is a hashtag that has over 100,000 uses, I'm going to be mad.
I don't like, know that I want to look at that because I don't know what's going to pop up when I search out hashtag butt nugget. Nope.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, so we really like love this first 90 days. I remember celebrating 30. Truth be told, this was a little bit of a podcast for us. And for you.
Yeah.
But and for us to just reflect back on.
Yeah.
On our journey. You know, when you like stand next to a doorway and you're like measuring your height. Yeah. Like this is our measure. Like we keep measuring and remeasuring and remeasuring.
Yeah. This has been fun.
I wanna keep going.
Hey, well, thanks for showing up in the closet with me week after week, Britt.
Thanks, girl. What's our question?
Ooh, okay, yes. Where do you stand on a shower versus a bath?
Ugh, I loathe baths.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
I mean, I can take one, but...
I think they're pretty to look at.
I do too.
I'd probably get in and snap an Instagram pic with like some pretty petals and maybe some like fancy salts and my toes are like all nicely done reading a book.
Right.
But then I get right out and take a shower.
Right. Do you shower after your bath?
Yes.
Like every time?
Yes.
I do too.
I mean, I don't like hot tubs. I can't stand them. We actually have a hot tub and I don't get in it.
Yeah.
It scares me.
I know. I don't like hot tub either. I feel like I'm sweating and I can't like stop sweating, but I'm like, am I sweating or am I just hot in the hot tub? I know.
And Landon loves a hot tub and he like loves to get in it. And then I'm like, he's like, get in it when it's snowing. Like, I always think it's a good idea until I get in. I'm like, now I'm here.
Now, yeah. And then I'm stuck. And I always have to pee. And I'm like, now I just have to hold it.
Yeah.
I'm like, uncomfortable thinking about how bad I just want to get out of this hot tub.
And your shoulders are cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your nose is like frostbit.
I know.
Outside.
And you can't rub your face too much. It's just.
I know. It's a thing. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, I agree. Like because in our house, like our kids, if they take a bath, they're taking it in the master bath. Like, so in our bathroom. And I know what they do in that bathtub.
Yep.
And I know what they're playing with. And I'm like,
I'm good.
No, I'm just going to get in the shower over here and just hose it off.
I know.
That's good. Yeah.
I know people that, like, get in the bathtub and put the shower on.
Yeah. Which, I'm kind of like, that seems like a lot of water. But, I mean, I guess it's the same thing because I'm using the water from the bathtub and the water from the shower. So, I guess it's just the same. Yeah. But,
and displacement. Like, you know, if it fills up, means.
Right.
You know, no. I don't think it's too much, but.
Okay.
It seems like a lot. It is, but
it's a lot of water.
But I don't think it's that much, if not more.
I don't know. That's good. What about you?
That was a good question.
What's your question?
Hmm.
The pondering face. I need a picture of Brittany's ponder face.
Yeah, you do.
I see it a lot.
Because usually I have a question all lined up, but I wasn't prepared. Oh, I got one.
Okay.
Because we're heading into the holidays.
Yes.
What's your favorite online place to shop?
For myself or for my family? I told you, I'm a Virgo. I have a favorite everything. So you gotta give me a category. Give me a lane.
No, I just say pick top.
It's Amazon. Okay. Duh.
All right, that's too boring. For you.
It is. Okay, for me. Well, let's see. I love the papersource.com. Like, because I love stationery. Mm-hmm. I love all that stuff. Like, I will always be a letter writer. I will always give you, you know, a thank you note. Like, I love that kind of stuff so
me
much.
Too. I just forget to send it. Okay. Like, I'll write it out. I'm like, damn it, I didn't have a stamp. 5 years later.
Oops.
Okay.
So I love that. And then clothing wise, like I love Revolve.
Ugh.
I mean, we're like
mortgage payment.
I know.
God, so, it's so much good stuff.
It's always got the good stuff.
It's like a fancy TJ Maxx. I can find whatever I want.
Do you? But do you feel like you have? Do you feel like you know the models?
Yes.
Because I only know them as Revolve models, but I'm like, oh, Sheila, girl, I like this haircut on you. This looks good.
They have their hair pulled back a certain way. I'm like, oh, that look is rocking. Do that more.
Yeah, I know.
I've only been attached to those models on that way.
I don't create a fictitious relationship with anybody else.
Because most of them are headless.
Right.
That's the thing.
I know. I like these girls. And
although Zara, sometimes I'm very, I just don't understand
it. I do love a Zara model.
I don't understand what they're going with. Sometimes I'm like, kid, just photograph the clothes.
Yeah.
Not just her shoulder.
Sometimes it looks like they're like in these bendy things. I'm like, is she kicking a soccer ball? Like, where is she going right now? In a coat that's way too big. I'm not sure.
Or a maxi skirt with a pleat. And she's like doing a back bend.
Right. I'm like, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I totally agree.
I know.
With that.
Sometimes I'm like, can I just get a close shot? Just, you know, flat leg. It's good.
Go with the flat leg. Just like right here on her shoulder, though. Please. Like, they do that sometimes. Like, it's like she's walking away.
I know. I always too I'm fast. Like, is there a stitch there I'm supposed to be looking at under the microscope? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I know. But they're so artistic. Yeah. But their kids' clothes are on point. I love this right there.
Kids. I was like, so cute.
Wait till you see the Christmas card pics, Crazies in Life peeps, because that's exactly where our wardrobe came from.
Well, yours did. Mine came from Hannah Anderson.
Oh, yeah, mine did. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Mine on my kid's side, kids came from Zara. Yeah, hers came from
Ours Hannah is like head to toe Hannah, which was not planned, by the way, but.
When you offer bright colors,
it worked out beautifully. I was like, oh. This is fantastic.
I mean, just all the colors and smiles.
It's so fun.
I know.
So fun. Yeah. Cool. What about you? What's your favorites to shop?
I definitely Revolve. Mm-hmm. Like, my husband has been saying a lot of things. Like, can we not?
Can we just enable the touch to pay feature on your phone? Like, no.
They make it way too easy.
Stop judging.
But I don't want them to change it.
No, don't change it.
For me, 100%. I did discover this really great website for my kids recently that doesn't trump Amazon. And some of the things you can find on Amazon, it's Mindware. I just randomly got a catalog the other day. It's probably in your mailbox.
Probably.
It's got all these educational toys, but there's some really good finds in there.
Cool.
Like, really, really, really cool finds.
Mindware? Like,
Mindware.
W-E-A-R?
Mind, like, M-I-N-D. Wear, like Tupperware. W-A-R-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. That was a sleeper hit. Some of the things you can find on Amazon, and yes, they might be a little bit cheaper than on the Mindware site, but
okay,
shipping times might be different.
All right.
That's just my little token
good
and nugget.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. All right.
Awesome.
This is fun. This has been a lot of fun. Thanks, Brett.
It's been so fun. Let's keep doing it.